My name is Michael Schuler. I'm in my 60th year. I have been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. I'm a non-smoker. Never smoked at any time in my life.
My name is Candace Schuler. And do you need my name, age, too?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good. The spouse of Michael Schuler.
When you first get a diagnosis of this magnitude, particularly when you have no context or expectation, no family history, no health issues or anything, it really sort of comes out of the blue and causes you to reassess your life plan. And you start thinking about things that you've been putting off or planning to do someday, and realizing that someday may not come and you better get on with it. So I guess in the first couple of months following that diagnosis and some soul searching and talking to my wife, one of the things I decided to jump on was that we had been talking about putting a patio in our backyard for a couple of years, sort of never got around to it, and I decided that it was something that I wanted to do, not just have it done, but do the work myself. I think it was therapeutic. It was something that I could do that was physical and that I could control and have a sense of specific accomplishment.
It was interesting that when he first shared the diagnosis with me, which of course catches anybody off guard, my reaction is, oh my gosh, we've got to go do all these adventures that we talked about doing when we retired. And so I was ready to go on safari. I was ready to live abroad. Maybe we should go live on a Caribbean island somewhere. But that wasn't what Mike needed or wanted to do. His first dream that was very important was that he wanted to go to the Grand Canyon.
I have to say the Grand Canyon was absolutely amazing, and I'm not really sure what drew me to it, but it's been that way, for a long time, and it was one of those things that, yeah, someday I'll get to it. There's nothing on earth that I've experienced that's so eternal or connects you with a sense of permanence that seeing the Grand Canyon did. It's just the majesty, the sort of the mind-boggling dimensions of it, not just physically, but how it came into being over millions and millions of years, was incredibly grounding for me and just gave me a comfort that whatever happened as I journeyed forth, that that there was a foundation that was unshakable.
There's a couple of other things that I noticed Mike doing, some of which maybe he would do anyway, but it certainly became more purposeful. He sought out his high school reunion, and it was very early into the treatments, and I remember you and other oncologists saying, don't shake hands, because we were in the swine flu period and so forth. But Mike headed off to this reunion and of course hugged everybody, forget the shaking hands. He slid into bases playing softball with the team, and just rejoiced in making connections with people he hadn't seen in a long time.
I feel tremendously grateful and appreciative that I've responded to this with a joie de vivre that I have not experienced before in life. And as I've said to many people, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy in many ways, but on the other hand, it's been an incredible journey that that's heightened my appreciation for So many things that we take for granted, just getting up in the morning, just, you know, being able to go to work, having a family, having friends and colleagues, connecting with people who are part of your life in the past and maybe have drifted off for some reason or other, and reconnecting with them has been very affirming. It's been joyful. I had an opportunity about 6 months after my diagnosis to give a chapel talk to our school, which is something that a faculty member does every week. And as I started to prepare for it, really the first thing that came into my mind and what I led with was Lou Gehrig's talk on when he was honored on the 4th of July in 1933, I think it was. I feel like the luckiest man on the face of the earth, and I really felt that. And as much as this has been difficult, it's been incredibly uplifting, because I don't think a lot of people get to feel that, and I feel very lucky that I have been.